The Mets, I don't know how they don't score runs. That is, to me, that's the issue. And then me and Fleegs were just talking about it. A caller before brought up the idea of bringing up the two young kids and moving everybody out of the rotation. Again, Clay Holmes last night, they've added a bunch of arms to the bullpen, right? They have Soto. They want to bring him in against the lefties in the sixth inning. Clay Holmes, his last start wasn't very good, and he hasn't gotten deep into games. But that was the choice of the manager last night. No, Clay Holmes did not pitch himself out of the sixth inning. The manager made that decision. And Clay Holmes has been pitching fairly well. In fact, this isn't about the starting pitching to me. Yeah, it's a problem. Yeah, a lot of them don't go deep. Yeah, Manaea, you know, gave up five runs in the sixth the other night. Hard to win that game. But for the most part, it's about this offense. They scored two runs last night, and then they don't do a damn thing. And yeah, Pete Alonso the last two nights has kind of awoken and gotten some RBIs. Hit a big three-run home run the other day, but he hasn't been good enough for way too long. Soto continues to struggle in the biggest of moments and just is not impacting the team. Lindor is a shell of himself out there. I don't know how banged up he is, how banged up that toe is. He hits into a big double play, and that was the end of the threat that was the Met offense. And if you're looking to impact the starting rotation, I get it. There's McLean down there. There's Sproat down there. But, you know, Frankie Montas is the one pitcher not pitching well on a consistent basis that you wouldn't have faith in. And to try and, you know, if you want to move Clay Holmes to the bullpen, I don't know, one, where's his role in the bullpen now that they've added two legitimately excellent back of the bullpen arms. And three, right now he's your fourth best starter. You can really trust a young kid to come up and make that difference. So, like, there's been a lot of talk of the rotation, a lot of talk of, you know, moving Montas into the bullpen, maybe even moving Clay Holmes because of his history as a reliever. Like, right now we can have a conversation about all that, but the conversation starts and ends with me and this Met offense that has just not been able to adjust, has not been able to come through, whether it's, you know, the hot stretch that we saw from Alvarez when he first came back that hasn't really continued, or, you know, Vientos with a couple of hits, but Beatty's gone ice cold. Mullins hasn't really impacted the team, didn't play last night. Taylor got his first hit in a year. But the top of the order, the Fab Four, as the owner calls them, Lindor, Soto, Alonso, and Nimmo have not been good enough. And we could talk pitching till you're blue in the face. The fact of the matter is this Met offense is supposed to be what carries them. And it's carried them to 7 out of 8 losses off of a 7-game win streak. What is with these teams? How did this happen? How did we get here? How did we literally get here? Where the Mets are 2.5 games out of first, and the Yankees are 0.5 game up to hold on to a playoff spot. They both were like 5, 6, 7 games up in the division at the end of May. Antonio in Dover Plains. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, C-Mac. What's going on, man?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, C-Mac, listen. So, with the Mets, I hope you let me say what I have to say. But first of all, they need to put some fire on this team. They need to fire the hitting coach. I think that's one of the things they need to do. Fire the hitting coach. I'm tired of seeing this team with bases loaded and not coming through, putting in the runs. Mm-hmm. They gotta fire him. Lindor, I'm tired of Lindor hitting into double plays or flying out and smiling at first base.
Swinging through high fastballs a ton, too.
Yes.
Yeah, and Soto is leaving the strike zone way more than I ever remember Soto leaving the strike zone.
Yes, and this guy's coming at bat every time with man on base, and he's not coming in clutch in the at bat. I think maybe changing the lineup. How about, what do you think about putting Soto as the leadoff hitter?
You know, that's funny. Me and Fleegs were talking about that, and thank you for the call. And I know Evan had brought that up earlier in the year as well. I don't think it's a bad idea. Like, Soto is your leadoff hitter. What's the one thing that Soto is still doing for the most part, and what his greatest strength is getting on base? So, I mean, right now, if he's not coming through with runners on, if he's struggling, if you could have him as the setup guy, the table setter, he comes on to lead off the game. He gets on. Now he's, you know, that's kind of the beginning of an inning right there. So I don't think it's the craziest idea. Plus, maybe you get him some fastballs too, right? You're not going to want to walk the leadoff hitter. You get him some fastballs. He doesn't have, you know, it's one less at bat, worried about this idea of runners in scoring position if that's starting to get to him. Plus, he's your best on base guy. He's one of the best on base guys, you know, in baseball. So to try and shake up the lineup, I think that one makes as much sense as anything else. You do Soto, Lindor, Alonso, Nimmo at the top of the order. That's as good a shakeup as I can think of. You've tried him everywhere. You've hit him second. You've hit him third. I think hitting him leadoff makes a lot of sense. And it's funny, too, because like whenever they manipulate the top of the order, it tends to get someone hot. Right? Nimmo was really struggling, and then they put him in the two-hole, and suddenly he took off. Obviously, last year they move Lindor to leadoff, and that sparked the whole damn season. We've seen it kind of the Mets have had a little bit of a knack of making these moves at the top of the order and getting somebody hot. So I think Soto leading off makes a lot of sense. I agree with you. I think that's a good idea.